This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that in the past 10 years, the government had taken several measures to strengthen infrastructure to connect all the four corners of the country. The Prime Minister was addressing a public meeting in Rameshwaram after inaugurating the Pamban Vertical Lift Sea Bridge and laying foundation stone for 8,300 crore rupees worth rail and road projects in Tamil Nadu. Calling the Vertical Lift Sea Bridge as a 20th century wonder, he congratulated the engineers engaged in the project, which will boost the ease of doing business, trade, tourism and provide jobs for the people. The Prime Minister said that it was a precious moment to offer prayers at the ancient Rameshwaram temple and hand over the project on this day. Calling the projects as a gift on Ram Navami, he recalled the mention of Lord Rama in Sangam literature.
I feel blessed that I could pray at the Ramana Swami temple today. On this special day, I got the opportunity to hand over development project worth 8,300 crore rupees. These rail and road projects will boost connectivity in Tamil Nadu.
Mr. Modi also emphasized the significance of ancient Tamil culture and language. He appealed to the state government to permit medical students to study in their mother tongue. President Draupadi Murmu has given her assent to the Waqf Amendment Bill 2025, which was passed by Parliament this week. After the presidential assent, it has become a law. The legislation was passed in the Lok Sabha on Thursday with 288 members in favour and 232 against it, while the Rajya Sabha passed the bill on Friday with 128 members voting in favour and 95 opposing it. President of India Draupadi Murmu today departed for Lisbon under the first leg of a two-day, two-nation state visit to Portugal and Slovakia. During her visit to Portugal, President Murmu will meet and hold delegation-level talks with her counterpart, President Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa. She will also meet Portugal's Prime Minister, Luís Montenegro, and the President of the National Assembly, José Pedro Aguiar Branco. In Slovakia, President Murmu will hold bilateral meetings with Slovak President Peter Pellegrini and Prime Minister Robert Fico. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has said that the spirit of the Indian Constitution is to treat all citizens equally, provide equal opportunities and integrate the marginalized and backward sections of society into the mainstream of progress. Mr. Birla stated this while addressing the 150th Assembly of Inter-Parliamentary Union, IPU, on the theme Parliamentary Action for Social Development and Justice at Tashkent in Uzbekistan today. Mr. Birla mentioned that by replacing the Indian Penal Code with the Bharatiya Nyaya Samhita, India has established the primacy of justice. Ram Navami is being celebrated with religious fervour and enthusiasm in different parts of the country today. The festival marks the birth of Lord Rama, the seventh incarnation of Lord Vishnu. In Ayodhya, people are celebrating Ram Navami with enthusiasm. Special rituals are being performed at Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Temple on the occasion of Ram Navami in Ramnagri. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have wished all countrymen on the holy festival. Renowned Indian and sand artist Sudarshan Patnaik has become the first Indian to receive the prestigious Fred Darrington Sand Master Award for his outstanding contributions to sand art. The award was presented during the Sand World 2025 International Sand Art Festival in Dorset, England. To mark the occasion, Patnaik created a 10-feet high sculpture of Lord Ganesha carrying the message of world peace. In IPL T20 cricket, Gujarat Titans defeated Sunrisers Hyderabad by 7 wickets at the Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad tonight. Chasing a victory target of 153 runs, Gujarat Titans made 153 runs for the loss of 3 wickets in 16.4 overs. Skipper Shubman Gill was the top scorer for Gujarat. And that is the end of this news bulletin.